It's been like longer than the summer.
It's been so long. It's been like a half a year.
We abandoned the people last semester.
But we're back.
It would never happen again.
It won't.
Not on my watch.
Let me get that mic over here. Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Oh.
guys, this is Songs with Words.
Your ears are not deceiving you.
This is Songs with Words, and you are listening to
91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tuss Reform Radio.
Wow.
Wow.
What did we just listen to, V?
We just heard Well You Better by Yola Tango.
And we're about to hear Snow Queen of Texas by the Mamas and Papas.
We never change.
We never change.
We'll never change.
We won't. We come here a year later, 2 years later. Two years since our first show, and we're still playing the exact same music.
Yeah, and I think consistency is a beautiful thing.
So do I. So yeah, let's hear it. And do we have words for you today?
We might.
There's been so many months for us to collect words. We have to have them.
Yeah, certainly.
All right, here's the Snow Queen of Texas.
Snow Queen of Texas left Paris in a cloud of smoke. They say she may be beaten, but I know that she's not broke. She's living in a cool green farmhouse. If you go to Houston, be quiet as a mouse.
Met him at Beirut.
Snow. be beaten, but I know that she's not grown. She's living in a cool green farmhouse. If you go to Houston, be quiet. Your Majesty, Snow Queen, save a cold kiss for me.
I'm on my knees, Your Majesty.
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 Snow Queen,
save a cold kiss for me.
I get along without you very well. Of course I do, except when soft rains fall and drip from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in. Of course I do, but I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should. Of course I have, except to hear your name or someone's laugh that is the same. But I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy, what a fool my breaking heart could kid the moon. What's in store? Should I fall once more? No, it's best that I stick to my tune. I get along without you very well. Of course I do, except perhaps in spring. But I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart into
tonight. Your memory found me much too sober. Couldn't drink enough to keep you off my mind. Tonight the bottle let me down. But the wine don't take effect the way it used to. And I'm hurting in an old familiar way. Tonight the bottle let me down.
Headphones on so we can like listen to the waltz. Veronica's gonna start us off with some words. Can you guys hear the waltz?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Can you hear the waltz?
Nobody call us though to tell us, please.
The phone is broken, actually.
Oh
so
great.
You can't call us.
Thank gosh. Okay, so I'm gonna start us off this morning with the poem of the day from the Poetry Foundation. This is End of Summer by Stanley Kunitz. An agitation of the air, a perturbation of the light, admonish me the unloved year would turn on its hinge that night. I stood in the disenchanted field amid the stubble and the stones, amazed while a small worm lisped to me the song of my marrow bones. Blue poured into summer blue, a hawk broke from its cloudless tower, the roof of the silo blazed, and I knew that part of my life was over. Already the iron door of the north clangs open. Birds, leaves, snows order their populations forth, and a cruel wind blows. That
wow,
is it.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Veronica.
Happy fall. I was very moved by the speed of the equinox turning the switch on the world. Yesterday was our first real day, and I just like, I felt, this Californian got really emotional, that's all I have to say. And it was, Joe can attest, it was just Chet Baker all day in the house.
It was.
So,
wait, update for you guys, I don't know if anybody here has been following us through the years, but when me and V started this show many a year ago, when we were freshmen, just freshly 18, freshly tough students, fresh everything. We were just two people in the Tufts world living in separate rooms.
Oh, yeah.
And now we are roommates in our very own house with a dog and a backyard and a garden and a kitchen, and we make dinner together and just love each other so much.
And something about this place being here the whole time makes me feel like we have to tell you, and that you guys have been here all along.
Yeah.
So
for our love story.
Yeah. It was very beautiful and special to leave our house this morning to arrive here together.
Yes, it was. I'll wait for my words after we play another song for you. So what is going to be next?
This will be Gone Sugaring by Myra.
All right, here we go.
Didn't have a lot, and the house needed some work done, so you did it all yourself for a feeling, a family, a place we could call home. So comes another year now, did you ever even think we'd both be back here looking out at this beautiful place, seeing nothing but the glow of memory and a void in our vision where she would be gone. Go on, and the red bird sings its red bird song. It happened to us, and it's happened before, and it happens all the same. I can hear you singing still. Wake up in the morning, let the morning come. Sing me a song, please, sing me a song. Love you now. Lying,
That was Crying, Laughing, Loving, Lying by Labi Sifra. And before that, we had Redbird Part 2, parentheses, Morning by Florist. And now we have Someday My Prince Will Come by Oscar Peterson, and hopefully some words from Miss Josephine.
It's true. There will be words. My words are not quite as poetic or timely as
you don't have to discount yourself.
Thank you. But this summer I read a book called Wolf at the Table by Adam Rapp. I don't know if any listeners have read it or heard of it. It's been making some headlines. And honestly doesn't have the ratings it deserves on Goodreads, in my opinion. It has like 3.5 stars. It
okay, speak,
five
speak.
Stars. It was crazy. It was wild. It was awesome. I was on a roller coaster. I couldn't sleep because I needed to finish it. It was amazing. In short, it's basically a mystery, a drama. I don't even know what it is, but it's crazy, and everybody should go read it. So here is a quote from that book to get you interested and to go pick it up at the library, go pick it up at the Somerville Public Library, go pick it up at the bookstore in Porter Square.
Yes, small businesses.
Wherever you feel drawn to. Okay. Her son's voice is like a piece of thread being slowly pulled away from this room, out of this house that she loves. This house filled with books and firewood and simple comforts. She follows his voice over the hide of the nearby mountains into snowy forests dripped of their leaves, along the rugged shores of ancient lakes, across vast, unending plains of wheat and corn and lentil, through rocky mountains, deserts, canyons, and on into blue oceans of infinity. Just an amazing, beautifully written book. I literally cannot recommend enough. Okay. Now we're going to hear Storms Are on the Ocean by June, my lady, June Carter Cash. Here it is. Storms Are on the Ocean.
I'm going away to leave you, love. I'm going away for a while. But I'll return to you sometimes if I go 10,000 miles. The storms are on the ocean. The heavens may cease to be. The world may lose its motion, love, if I prove false to thee. Pretty little feet, and who will glove your hand? Or who will kiss your rosy red cheeks when I'm in a far off land? The storms are on the ocean, the heavens may cease to be. This world may lose its motion, love, if I prove false to thee. Oh, have you seen those mournful doves flying from pine to pine? A mourning for their own true love, just like I mourn for mine. The storms are on the ocean. I could fall to thee. Papa will dress my pretty little feet, and Mama will glove my hand. And you can kiss my rosy red cheeks when you return again. Oh, the storms are on the ocean, and the heavens may cease to be. This world may if I prove false to thee.
Make a moment. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Running through the summer rain, trying to catch the evening train and kill that old familiar pain, weaving through my tangled brain. But when I tipped my bottle back, I smacked into a cop I didn't see. That policeman said, Mr. Cool, if you ain't drunk, then you're a fool. I said, if that's against the law, tell me why I never saw a man locked in that jail of yours who wasn't just as low down poor as me. Well, that was when someone turned out the lights, and I wound up in jail to spend the night and dream of all the whining lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Well, I woke up next morning feeling like my head was gone and like my thick old tongue was licking something sick and wrong. And I told that man I'd sell my soul, something wet and cold is that old cell. That kindly jailer grinned at me, all eaten up with sympathy, then poured himself another beer and came and whispered in my ear, if booze was just a dime a bottle, boy, you couldn't even buy the smell. I said I knew there was something I liked about this town, but it takes more than that to bring me down, 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 'cause there's still a lot of wine and lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Well, they finally came and told me they was gonna set me free, and I'd be leaving town if I knew what was good for me. I said it's nice to learn that everybody's so concerned about my health. I said I won't be leaving no more quicker than I can, 'cause I've enjoyed about as much of this as I can stand, and I don't need this town of yours more than I never needed nothing else, 'cause there's still a lot of drinks that I ain't drunk, lots of pretty thoughts that I ain't thunk. Oh yeah, Lord, there's still so many lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds.
That was The Best of All Possible Worlds by Chris Christopherson. Like, literally, who names their kid Chris Christopherson? Sorry.
I thought, like, it was Christofferson.
Well, it doesn't matter because it starts with the same thing that his first name is.
It sounds like, I think I'm thinking of Fantastic Mr. Fox. Isn't the young fox named Christofferson?
Yes, maybe? You're right. You're
but either way, right. I saw this name and I was under the impression that Chris Christopherson was also, like, a fictional character, which is...
Yeah, well, maybe it's a stage name. Who knows? Yeah. Anyways, love that song. Thank you, Chris Christopherson.
Chris.
And what did we listen to before that?
And that was Please Do by Quasi.
Nice. And up next is...
Dinner at 8 by Rufus Wainwright.
Dinner at 8. That's a pretty late dinner, if you ask me, to eat at eight.
Yeah.
Eat at 8. Oh my gosh.
I
Do
guess.
You think that's a play on words there?
Eat at eight.
That they're eating at 8. Anyways, let's hear it before I make any more bad jokes. Okay, goodbye.
No matter how strong, I'm gonna take you down with one little stone. I'm gonna break you down and see what you're worth, what you're really worth to me. Dinner started up again. Actually, it was probably me again. I've always been the one told to flee, when in fact you were the one long ago. Ex-whirling in the drifting white snow, who led if I wanna see the tears in your eyes, then I know it had to be long ago. It's swirling in the drifting white snow. Stole me a dog-eared map.
I've worn out the world. I'm on my knees in fascination, looking through the night. And the moon's never seen me before, but I'm reflecting light. I rode the pain down, got off and looked up, looked into your eyes. The lost open windows all around, my dark heart lit up the skies. Now that I've worn out the world, I'm on my knees and fastened, looking through the light. And the moon's never seen me before, but I'm reflecting light.
Reflecting Light by Sam Phillips. And before that, we heard Flightless Bird, American Mouth by Iron and Wine. We have two more songs for you guys before we leave you for just one more week. Actually, I won't be here next week, but maybe Veronica will keep it up.
You won't be here next week?
Yeah, I won't be here.
Oh my God.
We'll talk about this off the mic. Sorry, guys. So yeah, coming up, we have West Virginia Waltz by Sierra Farrell, one of my favorite top listened to artists of this past year. A little folky, a little country.
I've never heard of her before, so
oh,
I'm excited.
Get excited, get excited. All right, here it is, West Virginia Waltz by Sierra Farrell.
Hills, where my true love is waiting.
It's over.
It's that time.
It's over. It's
we were actually kind of out the door before we realized that the show is not yet over. We have one more song for you, and this comes from a beloved listener who is now tuning in from the same, not just the same time zone, but the same city.
And that is Veronica's beautiful, funny, talented, amazing, gorgeous little sister.
Carmina.
Hi, Carmina.
Hey, we love you and we're happy you're listening. And this song is for you. I Love Every Little Thing About You, I Do, by Sarita. This has been Songs with Words.
And you have been listening to and are currently listening to
91.5 FM WMFO Medford for Tusk Reform Radio.
We're usually a lot smoother with that. Okay, goodbye.
Just wanna tell the